Freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty, slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me?
Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free.
So brother, I ask you,
are you going to stand by me?
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a Spanish wood shepherd with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
We're back. Welcome to the shooting band. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's Veterans Day. It's Friday. And for the next 2 hours, we're going to be playing some classic country music and a little bit of patriotic stuff to celebrate Veterans Day. And I think what I need to do right now, I'm going to play a song for you real quick because I got to visit with DeTinker for just a second. So I'll be right back and we'll talk about this.
work, digging and shifting from five to five, filling everything we found just to stay alive. Go float free like the whiskey in the bar. Sin was the big thing, Lord, and sin was star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, golden in hills, and it's waiting for me
Some of you may have heard, just came out here, Leonard Cohen died today at the age of 82. A lot of you know who he is, a singer and songwriter, wrote songs for a lot of the big, even for Willie Nelson he wrote some songs, Phil Collins, James Taylor, and he had a tremendous influence on the music world, and so will his death have an influence on the music world. So Leonard Cohen, dead at the age of 82. Okay, had a little excitement here. It was on. It was actually on election night. We were listening to two things. We had the scanner going. We're listening to crime scene unfold, and we're listening to the election at the same time. We had a guy here that kidnapped a 15-year-old girl. Oh, wow. Amy just said, do what?
Yeah, I don't know how true that is. That's what I heard yesterday.
This guy was 36 years old. Amy said that she just heard that this 15-year-old girl was his girlfriend.
They don't know what the relationship was.
They don't know for sure what the relationship was, but anyway, she turned into a hostage anyway. And he killed a cop down at Arby's, right here in Sholo, Arizona. And turned into a big run-and-gun battle. They closed off where there was cops everywhere. And they found him. He came back to town and holed up in a little motel down here. Got some cabins there in Pine Top. And had quite a gun battle going there for quite a while. Lasted till 2 o'clock in the morning. This happened early late in the afternoon. And it was finally over at 2 o'clock in the morning, or thereabouts. And, of course, he's dead. And I guess they lit him up pretty good. But the deal here, you know, if we were in Chicago, that wouldn't be that big of a deal. But in Sholo, there's a couple of things here that makes it a very big deal. In Chicago and Los Angeles and places like that, you know, you don't often have a cop that is so loved by the community. This guy, he was going to retire. He was old. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you his name right here. We've got a, it's in the paper, so I can tell you. His name's Darren Reed. He was just weeks from retiring, and he was 50 years old, looking forward to enjoying his retirement and spending time with his family, and died in the line of duty. And there's a picture on the paper tonight. The title says, Community Mourns Fallen Officer, and there are, for such a small town, hundreds and hundreds of people out there in a candlelight vigil for this cop. And thankfully they caught the guy and he won't be killing any more cops. But the other thing about this is that this is in Sholo, Arizona. Everybody thinks it happens everywhere else. Everybody has, hey, Radio Doc, welcome. It's always somebody else. It never happens to us. Well, here it happened in Sholo, Arizona. And I've told you numerous times that this cancer is spreading even up to the small, peaceful communities like Sholo, Arizona. And the Tinker, I was wondering if that was going to change. The Tinker said Clinton got the popular vote and Trump got the electoral vote. I thought that might possibly change as more, you know, Arizona came in after the election was over going for Trump, even though it was closer than I would have liked for it to have been, which gained him 11 more electoral votes. So I'm not sure what the if that's going to change or not. But anyway, the point of this whole deal I was getting at is that no matter where you are, even in the small towns and places, that this stuff is starting to catch up with everybody. And having your weapons, being familiar with them, getting some training, wherever you get the training, I think is a priority right now. A huge priority. And let's see, I had one more thing here, I thought. Let's see. Oh, yeah. In New York, believe it or not, well, I guess there's no reason to believe it or not, but somebody had written on a brick wall here at a softball field in Wellsville, New York. Got a lot of people concerned. Great big letters probably 2 feet tall or better. Big swastika right in the middle says, Make America White Again. That's going to cause problems before it's over with, I'm afraid. But anyway. All right, well, that's enough news and stuff. Let's move on here and get into our Liberty Lounge, and I'll pop in here from time to time and visit with you a little bit. I used to love this song. Reminds me of Linda's Lounge in Beaumont, Texas.
I'm
ever again. I could have told you that. We came back home, got ready for bed. I said to myself, I've got one shot left. You're still mine, and I won't stand in line behind nobody. Nobody. Well, your nobody called today. She hung up when I asked her name. Well, I wonder, does she think she is being clever? Mm-hmm. You say nobody's after you. That is what you say is true. But I can love you like nobody can. Even better.
I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind.
was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. The 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of love. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Climbed inside, you slid over the clothes. horse as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Though there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with
to ask if I still care, 'cause I
All right, we have a request here by Iowa Cat. Iowa Cat, I'm assuming that deal that you posted there is what you want to hear. So I'm thinking that probably I'll bet it'll be a good one. So if I can stop Keith Whitley from stealing the show here. There we go. We'll get back with him here in a minute. All right, let's see what this sounds like. This is for Iowa Cat. I love this song. I don't know how I'm going to like this one, but ordinarily, I love this song.
One of my favorite things about coming over to Nashville is how cool all the artists are. There's not a lot of egos going on. Just a lot of people trying to have fun and be nice to each other and write songs together and have a great time.
Sounds awful low.
I called my manager and I said I want to play the Opry on the 16th, and I called up a buddy of mine.
Let's see how it is once they get playing. If the sound don't pick up, then we're going to have to change it.
Play with me now. We're going to have Big Kenny and John Rich from Big and Rich. We're going to come on singing right now. Come on, fellas.
I despise Big and Rich, but anyway.
Isn't this guy great?
This is awesome. Let's do this. It's an old Crow Medicine show. If you know the words, please sing along.
Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
Come on, let me hear you, Slick. Let me hear. Yeah. Big and rich, y'all.
Darius Rucker, y'all, make some noise.
Long Rich, Pete Kenny, thank y'all. My band, the Carolina Gray Boys, thank y'all.
All right, there you go, Iowa Cat. I think I like the other version with just him in it better, but there you go anyway. All right, now let me go look for a couple of other requests.
buddy back in 81, and we made ourselves a pact. We were heading for the new pipeline, we were never coming back. Well, we worked 80 hours making time and a half, but LaGrange was too damn hot. We drove back home at the end of that week, and we spent it all on pot. So I'll see you in Houston, if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Dallas, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my hometown. Well, I played ball every single fall. I could learn just like the wind. Went to college like they asked me to, but they didn't ask my friends. Don't think I've seen a single classroom, but I drank a lot of beer. My buddy still loved to listen to me when I talk about that year. So I'll see you in Houston, if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Dallas, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my hometown. A little band, and we're pretty good, I guess. But I never learned how to wear my hair, and I never learned how to dress. So I'm leaving for the last time, honey, I'm never more to roam. Gonna pack my bags a little heavy this time, gonna head my ass back home. So I'll see you in Nashville, if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Austin, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my hometown. I'll see you around, around my.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be skinning a deer here in a little bit. A friend of mine just called. They're down the road here. They're going to be here in about an hour. And they hit a deer on the way up here from Phoenix. And the state trooper said, yeah, you can keep it. So he called me just now and said, you want it? I said, well, yeah. I don't know how much of it will be worth eating. But, you know, we're bound to get something out of it. I've had some of those road kills that we probably saved over 80% of the meat. I've had other ones that we probably didn't save 10%. So we'll see what happens. We'll get something out of it. You can almost always get the back straps. If you don't get anything else, you get the back straps out of it, and that's the best part anyway. Or second best part, tenderloins is the best part. But I'll bet we'll get a little bit of meat out of it no matter what. And yeah, Katie Brad, I've eaten a lot of roadkill. Up in Idaho, it's legal to actually, you get on a list up there, and they call you, or it used to be. I don't know what it is now. You get on the list, you call them and say, yeah, I'm one that that you can call if something happens. And they start down the list, and they just call, you know, one at a time. Somebody wants it or is not home or whatever, then they go to the next one, and you can just pick it up. In New Mexico, at least a few years ago, when the game warden has to come look at it, and you offer him a payment for it. I bought a real nice little yearling buck here about, when was it, 2000 and, 2005, 2006. And cost me $20. So that was, and the deer wasn't hurt. Had one ham that was kind of messed up and a broken leg. And that was really all that was matter with him. He got quite a bit of meat out of that one. So I don't know what this one's going to look like or what we're going to salvage out of it, but I'll guarantee you that I'm going to get a little meat out of it. And that's okay with me.
Victims of the night. It was no accident. Me finding you, someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. I hold everything when I hold you in my arms, and I've got all to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve a treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. Tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two.
Suppose I called you up tonight and told you that I love you, and suppose I said I want to come back home, and suppose I cried and said I think I finally learned my lesson, and I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, would you tell me that you love me too? And would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so. Oh, I told you so. I was yours forever. Would you get down on yours too and take my hand? Where'd we get that old time feeling? Would we laugh and talk for hours the way we did when our love first began? Would you tell me that you've missed me too and that you've been so lonely? And you waited for the day that I return. And we'd live in love forever, and that I'm your one and only. Or would you say the tables finally turned? Would you say I told you so? Someday you'd come crawling back and asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. And now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart.
something that you can't have again. I've done all that I know to do and second guess my every move, but I can't help but wonder how it might have been if I had.
Was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long.
Said now, standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we'd both give a little.
Give a little.
you'd start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground.
Time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you.
lesson. No one ever smiles the way that you do. So I guess you'll never hear me on the radio. And I'd give up this crazy dream.
Old hippie, and he don't know what to sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie and his new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Well, he stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. He's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. But him and his kind get more endangered every day, and pretty soon the species will just up and fade away. Like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie.
Learn to talk like the man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. But it really doesn't matter how far I go. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak tree. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Yeah, what do you do with good old boys like me?
Shadows showers, wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Put your song in this heart of mine, put your smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love.
Sticks and stones ain't all that
night you go quiet. There's nothing left to do when love is dying. So before the whole world knows how it hurts, don't you think it's time we pull the curtain? So many times I talked you out of leaving, and so many times you tried to fight the feeling. I guess we tried and failed once too often. Now the suitcase down the hallway does the talking. That just about does it, don't it? That'll just about. It's sad to think that words could come between us, and what I said, God knows I didn't mean it. It's time we realize this time it's over. It's tearing us apart to stay together, and that just about does it, don't it? That'll just about kill it, won't it? Maybe we should call.
You've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me while. I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by mine. Well, this time, girl, I swear to you I'll listen. Help me understand where I went wrong. It's hard to find myself in this position. Scared that I'll go crazy once you're gone. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be
Guys, I think that's going to wrap it up there. Let me see if I make sure I got everything shut off here so it don't surprise me again. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll be back Monday. See what happens over the weekend. Things are changing pretty fast, so I'm sure we'll have a interesting show coming up Monday for you. All right, I'm out of here. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to an abrupt halt. Join me every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, for the fastest 2 hours on Internet Radio, Liberty Lounge.
But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery calls for me. The part is over. Turn out the lights. The part is over. They say that all good things must end.